Fur seals also feed out in the open ocean, but they are able to dive to 100 metres or more. The patchiness of the krill requires those that live on it to spend a great deal of time searching, and an albatross will fly hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles on a single foraging trip. Out here, birds can't afford to be fussy and must take whatever food they can find. Almost all of them scavenge to some extent. These birds have found the remains of a small whale. They're the crumbs left behind after a catch by killer whales. Giant petrels, the vultures of the Antarctic, soon dominate the feast. The biggest of all these scavengers is the wandering albatross. With a wingspan of over 3 meters, this bird can range over greater distances than any other. It needs the updraft created by waves in order to fly, and only these stormy southern waters provide that in such abundance. Throughout the winter, wandering albatross remain in the south. For although the continent is trapped in ice, there are a few outer islands that always remain beyond its grasp, and these provide the albatross with their nesting sites. Three 3,000 pairs of wandering albatross nest on one of them, here in South Georgia.